This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we go to this year's Christmas and Brass Concert at the St. Cecilia Theater in Winona, Minnesota. Directed by Dave Goodmestad, the Winona Brass Band plays selections such as A Christmas Herald, When a Child is Born, March of the Toys, Jingle Bells, Go Tell It on the Mountain, We Need a Little Christmas, and more. We hope you enjoyed this holiday edition of the Live Feed. Now, here's Dave Goodmestad and the Winona Brass Band with A Christmas in Brass.
Thank you. After opening two selections, Fanfare and Fantasy and Variations, and lots of sound and lots of bombast, we just like to kind of slow things down and kind of change the pace here a little bit. When a Child Is Born will feature Dr. Tom Nally on trombone. Tom is a chemistry professor at Winona State University. It was interesting, I actually was talking to one of the students, a chemistry student. Imagine that. And you know, Tom, the respect is universal, whether it's in the academic world or whether it's in the musical world. Tom plays in Section 8, the rock band that plays in the area, also plays in St. Mary's University Jazz Ensemble, plays in the John Paulson Big Band, and fortunately for us, he also makes time for the Winona Brass Band. We'd like to feature Tom in a beautiful carol made famous by Johnny Mathis. Of course, that was a local rendition, and this is Tom doing When a Child Is Born. March of the Toys is best-known song from the operetta means Toyland by Victor Herbert, written in 1903, an operetta, almost an archaic form nowadays, like an opera, but not quite. The gist of the storyline here is Mother Goose nursery rhymes coming together in this big Christmas extravaganza. So it really is for children as well as adults. Babes in Toyland has undergone numerous Broadway reincarnations, and what was actually made into a movie starring Andy Rooney, and I think it was in the mid-60s. Just let your imagination take over for just a few minutes. And it's Christmas Eve or Christmas night. Everyone has gone to bed. It's quiet, it's dark. And then the action starts downstairs, you know, under that tree, wherever that tree might be. And the wrapping comes unopened, and the toys come alive. And so think of that tin soldier that you used to have to wind up, comes to life. This is March of the Toys. Selection, Jesus, Jesus, Rest Your Head. The title really says it all. It's warm, tender, starts off very softly, and ends the same way. Now, I often think that this type of piece, for those of us who are musicians, who are all of us, sometimes it just gives us this great feeling to just hear the chordal, the tonal textures, and how things move along. and rise and fall. One of the times that we played this and we got done, we just kind of cut off and it just was so silent in the rehearsal room. And everybody just kind of let out this sigh, like, oh, wow, sounded pretty good. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. On that last piece, I did want to recognize all of the sections. And there is one section, the section that I had stand first, often does not get enough recognition. And the four tubas that we have in the group are absolutely the best. And they make the band sound better. The unique, I don't want to get into one of my too much information things, but in the brass band, there are both B-flat tubas and E-flat tubas. And the two B-flat tubas are Tim Gleason. And Tim, why don't you stand up so everybody can see. I want to give all of you just to stay up. And Tim is the band director at Winona Middle School and at Winona Senior High School. And this is his second concert of the day. And he is also the head girls basketball coach. So things never really stop, and I feel like I'm talking to Tim every morning when I read the paper and see his picture in there, leading his girls to victory. Alita Lorentzen is also a B-flat tuba. And Alida is unique in the fact that she grew up, she went to school in Norway. And, these guys are humble. And Alida is humble because she's from Norway. And don't they, aren't they all humble in Norway? And Alida, she is a piano major at Winona State University. And when I was searching for a tuba player that we needed, and the catch is that tuba players in a brass band read treble clef. And somebody will say, oh yeah, I got my next free, I'll do that, you know, and that sounds great. And then somehow you slip in that they'll be reading treble clef, and they go, yeah, you know, I'm kind of busy. But Alida has played, she came through playing in youth bands in Norway and doing it. Is she still home?
Yep.
But just kind of a story about brass bands, which I think is unique, and that is that in Great Britain and other countries that have brass bands, it's almost like the softball team. In other words, you don't have a shortstop. Well, yeah, the right fielder can come in, give them a different glove or whatever, and they do it. And Alida has played most of the instruments in this band, and she's only 18 years old. Anyway, we're glad to have her with us, and it's always exciting to walk around the corner, and she'll be on the phone talking, and it's not in English, so. How's it going, Mama? Our E-flat tuba is John Helm, is an instrument repairman at Lighthold's Music in La Crosse. And John is, you might say, in crisis management, because I can't even come close to remembering how many times I have given him a call and said, even when I was directing bands full time, or now saying, it doesn't function, we got to make it work. And John somehow makes it all work and never complains, and even when we don't pay him on time. And Nick Hansberry is a band director at La Crosse Central, and Nick is representing the group up here this evening. He is a graduate of, went to high school at Alexandria High School. He is a graduate of UW Eau Claire, where in addition to playing tuba, he also played trombone in the UW Eau Claire, the renowned UW Eau Claire Jazz Band. We'd like to feature Nick in a unique take on Jingle. Thank you. There are a group of individuals in the band that I realized that never get any recognition and don't even have little bullet points in the program. But I would just like to recognize, these are our band officers, the board of directors, so to speak. And if you could just stand when I call off your name. Sean Kennedy Lee is our president, and I'll tell you, when I walked in today, I was worried about so many things. And I walked in, she was here before I was, and everything was all set up, and she makes it happen. Jan Zemke is our vice president and does virtually everything. I told her tonight as she was setting out the programs that I never take her for granted for all she does. Judy Lazel, our librarian. This is, I believe, Judy, is this your second concert today as well? Yeah, okay. Busy people. That was in the St. Mary's University, had a concert, and she's a member of that band. Kristen Friedland is our secretary, and I was showing the members of the band an article that was in Link magazine, a glossy, high-class magazine, and I'm reading it last night also. Hey, that's our Kristen, and Kristen was described as queen of multitasking. And she does a zillion things, and she's a band director in La Crosse, and you know, she'll, you know, on the cards that we mail out or that we give to our friends, things like that, and she always says no problem, but it is a problem, and she makes it happen. And Tom Nally is our treasurer, so Tom wears many hats, and he's the guy who actually knows what's going on around here. So and it's a working board. I mentioned just a few of the things that they do and are responsible for. And in many cases, they've been doing this for more than 1 year. But in addition to their defined roles, there's just umpteen times when I say, can I see the officers up here immediately afterwards? And I'll just throw off something, it'll take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. And I just ask them, give me some help. What should we do here? What do you suggest? We put our hands together. And we'll get Tom to come up here and talk to us. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Dave. So as treasurer, I get to talk to you all about donations, goodwill offerings tonight. First of all, I want to thank everybody, all of our fans throughout the years for your wonderful support. As the person who gets to count the money after each concert, I'm always astounded by the generosity of the people that come to our concerts. Just so you know, I mean, we need the money to keep going because to rent the facility costs money, and we have to get event insurance, keep our library fresh by buying new music, instrument repairs, and some of the instruments in this band are totally non-standard, and we own them, like the alto horns, which don't get used in any other kind of band. So, and actually, we've been thinking about buying another alto horn. So we really appreciate your generosity. And I would also like to know, you see on the program that we have donor levels that we recognize at certain levels of donation. And the thing about that has bothered me, and finally did something about it, is that people that are so generous with their cash donations don't ever get recognized on the program as donors, as contributors to the band. And so as of this concert, we have donation envelopes back at the table in case you want to stick your cash donation in the envelope and put your name on there, and then you can get recognized on the program. Also, if you do that, I can send you a thank you note with a receipt, and all of these donations are fully tax deductible federal income tax because we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So consider using the envelopes if you're making a cash donation and you want to be recognized as a donor or you want to deduct it from your taxes. Also, check donations. Sometimes people want to send in a check later. Take the envelope with you. That will facilitate sending us a check later if you forgot your checkbook. And again, thank you for your generosity and thanks for your concert. Merry Christmas.
Special thanks to so many people, one being Audrey Wyman, who is up in the balcony, and she is videotaping this concert this evening. I believe the rebroadcast times and the broadcast times are in your program. She takes care of all this. She just calls me and says, you know, can I do this for you? Help? Will it help? And she does everything, and including making the arrangements with the cable stations. She also sells DVDs. They're available for $10 each. And if you would like to see her, I always say, or would like one, I always say that the best time is just to order from her tonight. KQAL is also recording this, and they will be playing it I believe, the week before Christmas, and we'll know more about that. They have a great web presence that you can check in on for that. Maddie Kohner is our light and sound tech, and she is up there right now. Maddie is a freshman, and this is her second concert, so long day for her as well. And also a big thank you to Andy Muir. Andy is the Cotter Band director, and this is his second concert. And needless to say, a lot of this wouldn't happen without what he's doing. He directed in the last concert. Andy, just stand up. The spiritual is a form of music unique to America, and of course it had its genesis in the early slave trade days of colonial America. Usually it is heard as a vocal music, and we would just like to give it an instrumental phase. Go tell it out of love. Speech on the true meaning of Christmas, and then I turn around and thank you so much for coming. And the true meaning of Christmas is, you know, what's in our heart, families, all the good things in life. So we need just a little Christmas. Thank you.
thanks again to Dave Goodmestad and the Winona Brass Band. The Winona Brass Band is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The musicians and conductor freely give their time and finances to support the group. Updates, news, and concert information about the Winona Brass Band can be found on Facebook. Thanks for joining us today on this holiday edition of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.